Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Tula. Right now, we have an exclusive interview for Enter the Chat with Nick with the Stats. Enter the Chat, sponsored by Food City.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Boy Buchanan, baseball head coach, Mr. Matt Roberson. Currently 27-12-1, and you just transitioned this year from Red Bank over to Boy Buchanan. How difficult was that transition from Red Bank to Boyd?
Thanks for having me on, Nick. Obviously, anytime you leave a place that you've poured a lot of yourself into and helped shape a turnaround, you know, it's tough. The seniors at the school were very close to me, but you don't get to pick and choose when opportunities come, and the opportunity to come be a part of not just the community of Boyd, but the baseball program. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity. So yeah, no, it was one that you couldn't pass up. So it was hard, but you know, one that I knew that I needed to make.
Like you said, those changes are difficult, but you know, changes happen and life happens, and sometimes you got to make those tough decisions to, you know, make that change. So definitely a little bit of a shift there, but you have several top tier players on this team. In particular, one I saw, Aaron Hayes, 469 batting average, 56 RBIs, and 11 home runs. How much does his play impact the guys around him as well as your coaching?
Well, I mean, he makes my coaching really easy. anytime you can have an Aaron Hayes being your captain behind the plate and batting three hole for you, yeah, I'm just kind of along for the ride. But no, he's a kid that's really special. Whenever the last game is that, you know, I'm his head coach, I'm going to be very emotional. Hopefully we're going to play the maximum amount of that, and then he's going to get to do what he's always chased to do, and that's play college baseball. But Aaron, I think he relaxes our team, because we know that if Aaron's up, something special is about to happen. What I just saw in these last couple games, you know, he didn't have a bad tournament, but obviously you're never going to go 10 for your last 10, but our guys were able to pick him up in certain spots. If you'd have told me through two games of winning the East region, we'd have won without Aaron hit a home run, I would have said, I don't know about that. We hit four home runs. They were all from underclassmen. So now all that should do is trample back to Aaron to not put too much pressure on himself. So like I said, the guys were playing really good baseball at the right time.
Yeah, definitely. And you don't want your star, like you said, to have all that pressure on him. But, you know, like you said, the younger guys picking him up, that kind of goes into my next question about how the seniors on the team, you have four of them, how do they impact the leadership and really lead the younger guys? And not only this year, but also in years to come when you have most of your team returning.
So we actually have six.
Six. My bad.
Yeah. We got Aaron, Bo, Hudson, Carter, Will, and Connor. The six seniors have been great. Obviously, coming in mid-year, that's tough for anyone. I think I made a post yesterday. I think today's 181 days since I've met these guys. They have bought in, and we obviously want to leave it better than when they found it, but they've got a goal, and that goal is now within sight. Bring the first state championship back to Boyd Buchanan for Boyd Buchanan baseball. There's been state championships brought back to Boyd, but not a baseball one, and that one is now in sight. So while we are super happy with what we just accomplished, we're going to celebrate that at the end of the year, because we've got a bigger vision in front of us.
Yeah, definitely. And bringing that first one back to Boyd would be amazing and awesome for the school, and as well as you as the first year head coach there. How do you prepare these guys for the playoffs? You know, when they see that bigger goal finally in sight and that state championship just over the horizon, how do you mentally prepare them to not get ahead of themselves and just keep playing the way they have been?
Honestly, we've been doing that. We started that in the off season. Obviously, we had an accelerated off season given coming in the middle of the year. I told the guys when I first met them, we've got to make every day count. And so just being mentally prepared from that to our schedule. Last night was game number 40. We did have a very tough schedule. We've been battle tested. We've had highs. We've had lows. Now we just keep to the routine. We've created a standard. We do not play the team across from us. We play to the standard that we've created. So we just want to stay in our routine, stay confident, and just go play our best baseball. Hopefully we play even better than we just played, but we're not going to go out there with any crazy expectations. We're just going to go play 21 outs, 7 innings, and see where that takes us. But like I said, these 20 or so guys, I wouldn't choose anybody else to be doing this with. They've got my back and I've got their back.
Definitely, man. It's always good to have that feeling that, you know, the team's got your back. but not only do they have yours, you have their back. So like you said, it's a great atmosphere and, you know, a great team that you have over there. And we wish you the best of luck, especially with this run that you're on and going into, you know, the state tournament and, you know, going on to that state championship. Hopefully you can bring that first one back to Boyd. And like I said, we wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. And times have not been set yet, but I can tell you that May the 13th, we will be playing a doubleheader for the quarterfinals for the right to go to Murfreesboro, if necessary, on that Thursday. Our softball team, who's also number one, will be playing at the same time. So I don't know if there's going to be a better place in Chattanooga to be than Boyd Buchanan School on Wednesday, May the 13th.
It's going to be electric over there for sure, Coach. And hopefully there's parking, right? It might have a little bit of parking trouble, but you won't miss a good ball.
That's right. That's right. No, it's, I know they're working on it, and they've told me just to focus on the team, and they'll handle the rest. So I'm going to let them do that.
Definitely, man. Well, good luck to you and the softball team. I know they might be listening as well, so we can't wait to see what both of your teams end up doing this next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Nick.
This is Nick with the Stats here for End the Chat on Power 94, sponsored by Food City.